Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is special. We have baptism. I want to share a few things with you. Baptismos in the Bible usually means lustrations or ceremonial washings. Lustration means to make clean. Okay? The action with the Greek word express may be formed by plunging, drenching, staining, dipping, and sprinkling. The nouns baptisma and baptismos do not occur in the Septuagint, but the verb baptizo occurs only in four places, and in two of them are in a figurative sense, and that's from the Old Testament, 2 Kings, Judith, Isaiah, and Ecclesiastes. In the Jewish religion, you could not enter the temple without being washed. In fact, they have found in Jerusalem these ceremonial baths outside of the entrance to the Mound of the Rock, where people were expected to go and get clean before they entered the temple. Well, you know, the thing is that we have this ceremonial washing of the Jews. But this is the Jewish faith, not Christian faith. All right, and so we look at what was happening here with John. Now, John is baptizing. But what does John tell us about his baptizing? It's not the complete thing, is it? Okay. Because one who's coming after him, whose sandals he's not even fit to untie. There used to be a job in this time period, the person who would go untie your sandals and wash your feet. It's the lowest of the low. So what John is saying is he is the lowest of the low when it comes to Christ. Luther held this: baptism is not simple water only, but it is the water comprehended in God's command. The Westminster Shorter Catechism of the Anglican and Presbyterian Church of Scotland say this: baptism is a washing with water. Well, it's technical stuff. Well, why is this so important? Because it's the start of Jesus' ministry. You remember at the wedding at Cana? I got to sit down. For those of you who aren't here, I have a bad knee and it's getting to me. I thought I would try it today, but I can't do it. So I apologize in advance. All right. You remember at the wedding in Cana that we are referred to in John? Mary comes to Jesus and says, "Look, we ran out of wine. Would you turn things into wine?" And what does Jesus say to her? "Woman," not mother, "woman, it is not yet my time." Hey, don't ask me for miracles. I haven't been picked to do that yet. So, Jesus comes to see John. What does John say to him? Anybody remember? "You coming to me for baptism? I should be coming to you for baptism." But the Gospels tell us that even Jesus had to be baptized. And what does God say at the end? He tells everyone, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descends like a dove onto him. Go back to the Gospel reading today. Take a look at it with me for just a second. I want you to look at the very last paragraph. "Now when all the people were baptized." Now when all the people were baptized. "And when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, then the heavens opened up." So this wasn't something that happened right at the beginning. Jesus was a man, and he stood in his place and waited for his baptism. It's not like John said, "Oh, Jesus is here, we got to do this first." No, he took his time, and he was part of the queue for the baptism. You know, it's one of those things, there are so many clues in the Bible about the humanity of Jesus, and this is one of them. So washing is really important. All right, so what's the difference between Jewish washing and Christian baptism? Well, they both have to be immersed. Even Luther liked full immersion, okay? Dea K says this, that you should do full immersion, but if you can't, you've got to use water, and the water has to be applied for each part of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're supposed to do it in running cold water. How many of you would love to get baptized in running cold water?
Nope.
Okay. And the thing I always get a kick out of, I say, oh, they went to the River Jordan. Have you ever seen pictures of the River Jordan? It's about 12 inches deep. Okay? That would be a little hard. But God tells us that we have to be baptized through Jesus in the gospel. Well, now, wait a second. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All right, now, I've talked about this before. Does it say, pastors, go ye therefore? No. Go ye therefore and baptize all nations. Folks, Christians have a responsibility. Now, this is law. But the thing is, remember, I've talked to you about the cross. The cross, the upper part, is what we receive from God. The side part of the cross is what flows from us out onto others. Go ye, therefore, and share the good news with people. You know, as in a little bit, we're going to be having our Lord's Supper. We don't normally call it the Eucharist here, which is what it was called in Greek. Anybody know what Eucharist means? Giving thanks. So anytime that we do a sacrament, we're giving thanks. Now, I want you to realize something here. We know John baptized that day. Did Jesus baptize that day? Do the scriptures say anything at all about Jesus ever baptizing? No. If somebody wanted to be baptized, what did he do? Had the apostles do it. Baptism is not an act of God. It is an act of man to bring people into association with God. Because once you're baptized, you become a member of the priesthood of all believers, is what Scripture says. And that's an important thing. Now, look at Paul today. You know, Pastor Tony and I were talking. When you're talking about baptism, there's three ways you can be baptized. Okay, first one is with the word and water. Second one is by the Spirit. Okay, what's the third one? By fire. Okay? All right, so when we look at this, Paul's been a Christian 80 years, not 75 years, something like that. Because I know that when you got married, you're... Well, let's just say 70. So, was he baptized? Sure he was. But the Dei Archaei tells us that even though we were baptized in the Word and the Spirit, that we should be baptized with the Word and the water, which is what Paul did today. And folks, that's not something I came up with. The apostles wrote that in 60 AD. All right, so if the apostles say it's important, is it important for us to do it? Yeah, I think so too. I think that's part of it. But now, here's what Paul says. Baptism is not simple water only, but is the water comprehended in God's command. What does it mean to comprehend in God's command? You know, understand, it only has importance because it comes from God. So that's why baptism is water and the Word. All right, of the two, what's more important, water or Word? Sure it is, Word. I was talking to, since we have our Baptists here, I'm going to mention this. I was talking with a lady one time at Walmart, of all places. And we got talking about the Bible, and she says, the only true Bible is the King James, because it's the one that Jesus used. Okay, we just had the 500th anniversary of the King James Bible. What did we do for the first 1,500 years of the church? But somebody told her that, and she believed it. It's okay. But the other thing that we talked about is during immersion baptism, let's say if your arm was out or if your foot was out, you're not baptized because you're not fully immersed. But yet, what's important? It's water and the word, right? Word's important. So how much water is needed? Okay, it's the water and the word. Okay, now today, normally I like doing this with a shell, okay? Because that's what most of the apostles were fishermen, all right? So seashells make sense. But yet, when we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, water is applied three times, one for each one of the Trinity. And the Didache case says, if you don't have running water, you can do this, okay? So the thing is, the word is important. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. All I can mention, though, think of is being immersed in cold running water. Especially if you're the pastor and you got to do a bunch of people that day, right? It would not be fun. Folks, the Lutheran Church likes immersion. Think about that for a second. Luther loved it. He wanted immersion. It's not practical all the time. Although there's a lot of new churches. In fact, in Fort Wayne, they just built a Catholic church. That you walk into the narthex, which is the area in the front. They've got this huge baptismal font with running cold water that you go in and get immersed in the Roman Catholic Church. Now think about that for a second. So, is immersion important? Sure it is. But what's important of the two? The Word of God. Paul, the Holy Spirit entered his heart a long time ago. He's been a faithful Christian all these years. If he died before the water and the word, would he go up or down? Of course he would, because he's a member of that. But Paul thought it was important enough that he came up here and was baptized today. And we agree. When someone professes Christ as their Lord and Savior, this is one of the favorite things of Pastor Tony's, is that important? Sure it is. But do we have control over God? No. God has control over us. So what happens when we make that profession, what we're doing is opening our heart so we can enter into it. We don't decide anything that's going to control God. God controls us. So when we finally say, Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior, Psalm 51, okay? Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Isn't that what baptism does? It creates that right spirit with us and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in us. We become members of his family, and we are ready for that second coming. Remember in Advent, we just spent 4 weeks talking about the second coming. Is it important? Was it important to the Apostle Paul? Yes. Because the thing is, we know on the day of judgment, we will have to be ready. And if you're baptized, are you ready? Certainly you are. And that's why it's so important. So the importance of baptism comes from Jesus, not from man. All right, but didn't I just say that men baptized and not Jesus? The importance of baptism comes from Jesus. But the act of baptism comes from man. So Jesus ordains baptism, not man. Okay? You know, when Paul just had these questions, we just really had a lesson in what it means to be a Christian. Do you renounce Satan and all his works? Do you renounce all the devil's ways? Geez, those aren't minor questions, are they? But they're important questions. Paul just was in the front. I had here stood, but Paul was sitting. But the thing is, he witnessed to all of us about his belief. He denounced Satan and believed in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isn't that important? I think so too. Folks, we usually wait for church services to do baptisms, but it's so important. Can they be done anywhere? Can anyone baptize?
Yes.
Yes. Even the catechism says that. Okay. We like to do it in a formal setting like this. Doesn't have to be, though. At all. But we are told to be baptized by the water and the word. And today we saw that. And we saw the example of Jesus going through the same thing 2,000 years ago that Paul went through today. And that we're going to reaffirm here in a few minutes, that we were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, I think that's most certainly true. And the people of God respond with, Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.